they said, well, but what we gonna do, we're gonna buy one of these big, they call them some kind of belly stove.
Pot belly?
Pot belly stove. Well, it was one of those tin stoves that heat readily. Mm-hmm. And they bought us a load of wood. And so then we stayed there a while, and then we had to move again. So right up in front of the post office, they now have torn all that building down. Well, there was one of the houses that they'd rented, you know, to different people. And where they had the closet in there, I said, I told the board people, I said, I tell you, I'm not going to move in there until that's all whitewashed. I said, whitewash will kill things, germs and things. Mm-hmm. And I said, no use in painting it up for somebody, mm-hmm. because each time we can just, they won't let us stay here long before mm-hmm. we have to go somewhere mm-hmm. else. So after we get them cleaned up, then they want them. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, we got it all cleaned up, and that's why we could put fruit in our canned stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from there. Where was the next place? Oh, that was right in front of the post office. Then they had this army camp over here at Newport. Mm-hmm. And so when that was over, when they were over, why, they were selling all those things. Mm-hmm. So we got a stove, and then they took a lot of things that we had bought. Mm-hmm. When we went back to get them, they were gone. Mm-hmm. It, we needed. And then we had a built-in refrigerator then, very big one. And so that's where the lunchroom was. Mm-hmm. It's up there now, but looks like a wreck. But they don't use it. Mm-hmm. They don't use it. They built a new one, and oh, they have everything you could think of. They have typewriters and adding machines and just everything. And all this food, just oodles of stuff. Mm. Oh, wasn't I been glad to have that.
They had all that. Ooh, sure. Ooh. Mm.
The commanders said that they wished that we'd serve them each time. But of course we couldn't, because that's the day we have to serve the children mm-hmm. on Thursday. But we did have them once. Mm-hmm. Not, we had them at night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they said the food was so good. Mm-hmm. And then at that National Honor Day, they had that day was set apart. And different ones of the Kiwanians would come down to eat with the boys. Mm-hmm. And so then we had, oh, just a lot of the men. Mm-hmm. And we had Dr. Verdon, he was Episcopal rector, he was up as high as they could go, mm-hmm. and but had retired from that. Mm-hmm. But he worked with those boys, and he worked at the cemetery. He was just the best man. He was an old man. But he was so good and so such a Christian. And so he would always call on me for something. Mm-hmm. I used to have a list of all the people that were soldiers that had died mm-hmm. so that they could put the flags up. Mm-hmm. I had a list of it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have it at the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Ernest did, but I meant this one didn't. Mm-hmm. So I gave that to him. And then he added some more to it. But of course now there's so many more that have been buried there that I don't know where they are without the flags up. Mm-hmm. And lots of times the man that takes the flags down will take them down before